It all starts with a flush, or with a garbage disposal, down the kitchen or bathroom sink, or out through the street sewer grate. But where does it go from there? The city of Rochester's sewer system, most of which built prior to 1940, lies about 20 feet underground, winding 758 miles below city streets. Since around 1915, the Frankie Van Laer Wastewater Treatment Plant has been utilized to clean incoming sewage. But it wasn't until the mid-1980s that stormwater, that is, rain and snow washing along the streets, was also channeled to Van Laer and away from the Genesee River. That's when 30 miles of tunnels were added, 180 feet below the surface.
The tunnel system, think of a subway. It's identical to a subway. It's circular, it's about 16 feet in diameter. I could drive this truck in there. It's a large subway that runs below the existing collection system. At a few points in the collection system, we come to the surface with this tunnel system to capture sewage that would probably be going to the river right now if the tunnel wasn't there.
Rochester is lucky in the sense that there is a natural slope over the area which allows water to move to Van Laer almost entirely by means of gravity.
If you think of the city, it has two falls, an upper and lower falls. The upper and lower falls between them have over 250 feet of elevation difference. You can just visualize that. And that elevation difference is what we use to get sewage to Van Laer. Typically, that's not a benefit offered in most cities. They don't have a natural fall. Take a city like Dallas, for instance. You can picture it sitting in a flat area, and they'd have a lot of pump stations that would force it, yeah. They'd have smaller collection systems with a lot of mechanical pumps using a lot of electricity to get it to the treatment plant.
Graham says heavy rains and floods are a nuisance, but really just a short-term problem. Surface flooding tends to originate from debris clogging the street grating, leaves, newspapers, or other trash. Today, the more reliable plastic pipe is used, but in the early 1900s, when sewer systems were first being devised, pipe manufacturers weren't making product bigger than about 21 inches, so Rochester's 7-foot diameter pipe had to be made by hand.
And the only material available to them to make them by hand was brick. So a pipe larger than 21 inch was handmade in the trench by masons in the form of circular brick sewers.
What a tedious process.
Very tedious. And those layers of brick were 4 deep. They were four thick brick. Very tedious. So it shows you the time and concern people had at that time to have water properly get to a point of treatment.
When a complaint comes in about a customer's poor flow or drainage, county work crews may use video cameras and a TV monitor to pinpoint the trouble spot within the sewer. A water main may have broken. The weight of cars and trucks can cause havoc down below. In this case, a root from a tree has clogged the lateral pipe, the one that leads out of a residence. The TV camera is attached to a cable between two manhole locations. There are 17,000 manholes in the city of Rochester.
That's a root that just came over the lens.
See the counter here?
It's 180 feet from that manhole that way. The camera's out there 180 feet. If you pace it off, you're going to find one of those trees has a root that's grown into out in the road to our sewer pipe. The tree root got into the pipe. Tree roots will look for sewers because it's a source of moisture for them. We have 4 trucks like this that go out every day. And their job is to find problems like this before it becomes a problem for the homeowner. Make a sheet up identifying the problem and suggest future work that should be done to prevent it from flooding. There's a lateral working. There's someone taking a shower or doing a load or wash. Now, 10 years ago, we would have had dig-up crews all over the place digging streets up trying to find these problems. We're now with a camera. We're not disturbing the surface at all.
About 2 dozen collection points for the city's tunnel system handle incoming water, which drops down into another tunnel on the way to Van Laer.
This treatment process is a biological as well as chemical process. We're very dependent on bacteria to consume itself, which is the fundamental process we do at Van Laer. We're encouraging bacteria to grow and consume weaker bacteria.
Incoming water is first sent through a bar screen and later allowed to settle to capture unwanted material, both floatables and solids that sink to the bottom, food particles from a garbage disposal, for example, and from the streets, sticks, leaves, and litter. It all ends up at Van Laer. But toilet paper and what goes with it can't be identified by this time.
As all the undesirables they could think of, the papers and the and whatever you want to think of. It's nothing more than gray water when it gets here. The paper and everything's dissolved because it's been moving so quickly. There's some of the floors. Grease and stuff that won't sink, those clumps, that's grease. Oh. Crisco, bacon grease, vegetable oil, things like that that won't dissolve.
The county gets requests to hunt for jewelry that has fallen down a sink or rescue keys which disappeared down a street catch basin. Homeowners should realize that dumping coffee grounds over time can cause a blockage in the sewer. Noodles, too.
Well, when the water leaves them in a sewer, it can become as hard as it was before it was cooked. Bacon grease, cooking grease, regular cooking process, if poured down your sink, can create a Crisco-like blockage material. Small toys, our favorite marbles. There seem to be a lot of marbles in the sewers. Don't ask me why. I saw a blanket, a whole bed blanket in the sewer once. It caused it to back up. It came out of the state hospital. Someone spent a lot of time to get it in the sewer, but it got there.
During a typical rainstorm, around 150 million gallons of water will be treated at Van Lier. This contrasts with a dry day volume of around 80 million. It takes 6 hours for water to pass through treatment phases. The volume of sludge, the stuff that settles in the treatment tanks, is reduced by 75%. An incinerator cooks at 1,400 degrees to change sludge into ash. A constant checking and rechecking process, accountable to the DEC, goes on in the Van Lier control room.
Gates closed, partially open, hydraulic pressures, generators. But they can control the flow to the plant through gate positions. They monitor levels, flow in million gallons. This is a tunnel coming to the Irondequoit pump station, which is right down here. So this is where the heart of the operation is. This is monitoring the plant's performance at any time and how water's coming into the plant.
Graham says it's because of the county's ongoing diligence in buying new equipment and preparing for the future and customer needs that the sewer system is in the fine-tuning stage today.
We're no different than any other utility that you depend on regularly. We only become an aggravation when we're not working. We have to operate 365 days a year, and you'll see that there's a lot more to this than just a bunch of Ralph Nortons running around opening manhole covers. Your actual contact with sewage is next to nothing, as you just saw. You watched a camera go through it, and you didn't see anyone wearing rubber gloves and respirators. I think they use a number like 70,000 residential units in the city. Out of 70,000 residential units in the city, like a house you see there that use our sewer system, we have less than 100 a year that complain to us about the performance of our sewer. That's an incredible percentage.
John Graham is Monroe County's Director of Environmental Services.